Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
So, as I've been warning you, ladies and gentlemen, the enemy is obviously already here in the United States right now. Oh, it's not a conspiracy theory. It's not something I just pulled out of my ass on a Tuesday morning because I was bored. The evidence is everywhere, smacking you in the face. Let's just hope it doesn't result in worse things happening soon. I got a big show today, including a very emotional moment for me last night, the opening of Police State. I'll describe it in a minute. I didn't expect this to happen at all, at all. Today's show is sponsored by Blackout Coffee. Stop giving your money to woke companies don't care about you. Visit blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino for the coffee I drink and use coupon code Bongino for 20% off your first order. Big show today. Saw my movie Police State with Dinesh D'Souza last night. Hugely emotional experience. But Dan, you saw it already. I didn't see it like that. In a theater with a bunch of people. And I didn't see it like that. Hold on. I'll tell you about it in a second because it's interesting. It's my first time doing a movie. Published books, but it's my first time doing a movie. Today's show brought to you by, you flipped over to Rumble, Bone Charge. In these crazy days, we got to recharge and refresh in a natural way. To that end, I discovered Bone Charge, a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize life in every way. One of my favorite products from Bone Charge, the infrared sauna blanket. I use it every day. It's amazing how it helps me ease stress and unwind after a crazy day. The sauna blanket helps me break a sweat and just relax and sweat out the problems in my life, which could help remove some other toxins from your body. It sets up in less than a minute, heats fast. I relax, I'll read something, watch some TV. I kid you not, the sauna blanket from Bone Charge, a game changer. It's great, you gotta try it. Bone Charge ships worldwide. The sauna blanket ships free with no hidden costs. Plus, Bone Charge offers a 30-day free trial with easy returns or exchanges and a 12-month warranty. Relax, revitalize, and refresh with Bone Charge and the sauna blanket. Right now, go to bonecharge.com/Bongino. Use coupon code Bongino to save 15% off. That's BONCHARGE. Bonecharge.com/Bongino. Use coupon code Bongino. Grab that sauna blanket. Save 15% off. You're going to love it. All right, Joseph, let's go.
It is showtime, Dan.
Yes, sir, it is. And it was showtime last night. So I went to go see my movie last night. Ran into many of you. Surprised some people, by the way. I think they thought I was kidding that I was going to be there. Went to the Stuart, Florida premiere of Police State last night. Theaters were packed. It is all over Twitter. The response to the movie's gone viral. I told you. Now you know. You can go look yourself. Don't believe me. Just put it in Twitter or True Social and read the feedback. Here's a picture of me last night. Thank you, Guy, for throwing it up on the screen. Inside the movie theater, there's Paula next to me and my daughter. There's a lady coming up and a bunch of people getting ready to talk to us. And what I found so rewarding is the ladies in Martin County were registering voters and promoting the Republican Party in the parking lot. So it's an opportunity for you all to be active too and not just go watch a movie to get stuff done. Hat tip Patty and her friends. I saw that on Facebook. This is a golden opportunity. Yes. Register some voters if you can. This is the difference between us and the apathetic, terror-simping left. We're actually going to do stuff instead of going out and screaming Free Palestine or whatever. Folks, the response to the movie has been insane. Two quick clips. The end of the movie, if you're not crying, you didn't watch the movie I watched. I'm going to say that to you because I may or may not have had some moisture in my eyeballs. May or may not. It may have happened. You know me. I don't pretend to be Captain Tough Guy. I get a little emotional sometimes. I'd seen the movie in a screener. Because it's the first movie I've ever produced, I don't know shit about screeners. When they send you a screener, there's no credits. There's no opening credits. The movie just starts. Sorry, I don't want to miss the chatsters in here. The movie just starts, and there's no music in it. And these screeners, at least, the pre-screeners, and the effects on the computers aren't there. So I never saw the movie with all like the emotional music and soundtrack built in. The end of the movie, folks, I'm telling you, there was not a dry eye in the house. And we did not plan this, but this has been happening in just about every theater across the country. Here's a quick clip from Daphne, Alabama, 1819 wrote about it. We'll throw it in the show notes. People were standing up at the end of the movie, hands over their hearts, singing the national anthem. At the ending, I'll give you a quick piece of what happened in Daphne. Happened in Stuart last night, too, where I was. Not part of the movie. There's no instruction in the movie to get up. In case you think I'm making this up, here's a quick clip from Maryville, Tennessee, a friend of mine sent over, too. It's happening everywhere. Take a look. Very proud of it. There was not a dry eye in the house, folks. There's another screening on Wednesday in theaters. You can only buy tickets at policestatefilm.net. It's not .com. Policestatefilm.net. I strongly encourage you. Listen, I said on the radio show yesterday, I'll say today, if it was up to me, I'd be happy to give the thing away. It's that important. It's unfortunately, folks, these things cost a lot of money. I hope you understand that. And I'm not that rich. I'm not, you know, I'm not, despite illusions otherwise, we do okay. We're, you know, we're fine, but I'm not rich enough to produce $5, $6, $7, $10 million projects every year. And, you know, it's hard. But I'm hoping at some point you'll all get to see it. It is an amazing, amazing piece of work. And congratulations to Dinesh and Nick Searcy, my partners on it. I'm really proud of it. All right, getting back to the show. Folks, the enemy is already here. Listen to me, please. We have never been in a more perilous national security situation than we are right now with the oatmeal god in the White House. They know what's piling across our southern border. There's a huge segment, without giving away the whole movie, at the end of the film that people were stunned because they didn't expect to see it in a movie called Police State. It's about the border. The border is wide open. It's not a little open. It's not half-ass open. The border is wide open. There are people right now in the country on the terror watch list, hundreds of them. Folks, there are people in the country on the terror watch list we don't know about. It is suspected by many that some of the people who refuse to get fingerprinted in the country may have been on the terror watch list and are secreted around in cells in the country right now. In case you think I'm making any of this up and I'm just trying to panic you for clicks, which I don't give a shit about. I hope you understand that. I'm doing this because I'm trying to warn you right now. Now, listen, the likelihood of you being involved in a terror attack or a serious crime, thankfully, is still low. I don't want to be dramatic with you. However, it's not zero. And the likelihood of a terror attack happening to someone listening to this show, this is how numbers work for the liberals, is actually very high. Individually, it's very low. And that's what's traumatizing me right now inside, that someone listening to this is sadly going to be the victim of this, and it was all preventable. Here was Peter Ducey on Fox yesterday about an internal Customs Border Patrol memo that leaked out of their San Diego Field Office Intelligence Division, indicating that Hamas, Hezbollah, and others, they absolutely know the southern border's open and are looking to go game time right here. Take a look.
The intel arm of CBP has a new bulletin out, and the headline is pretty alarming. It says in bold letters right at the top, foreign fighters of Israel-Hamas conflict may be encountered at southwest border. The Daily Caller got a copy of this material. It was distributed 3 days ago, and it's about Hamas, Hezbollah, or Islamic Jihad fighters exploiting the porous border to get into the U.S. Part of the concern is that terrorists can see a ton of traffic down there. Rather, the new number is 2.48 million encounters in a fiscal year, and among them at least 172 people from the terror watch list. That is 172 who actually came face to face with law enforcement and didn't get away.
Folks, that's the ones we know about. There was a woman being interviewed on Fox this morning, and she made a really profound point. I think you all need to understand that a lot of people who've been in these country, who's in the country who are legally, who are even been encountered and refusing to get fingerprinted, or they get fingerprinted and there's no record of them because they come from countries that don't keep. You think there's a DMV database, you know, in the middle of downtown Kabul? There's no record to cross check. What are you going to do? Go to their Google history? There are people here right now who want to kill us. Right now, and the Biden team is doing shit. They're doing nothing about it. Matter of fact, they are doing something about it. They're incentivizing it by keeping the border open. Here's the actual memo. Again, in case you think any of this is a conspiracy theory. San Diego field office, situational awareness. Foreign fighters of Israel-Hamas conflict may potentially be encountered at the southwest border. Holy Moses, that sounds to me like that could be kind of bad. They've even got the symbols right there in case you confuse it for like the Mickey Mouse Club or something. Here, check this out. Territories of regional affiliation. Folks, they know. How many times do I have to tell you they know the deepest fear the Biden team has now is of a terror attack on this soil. Why? Because they're scared about the terrorism? Because they're scared about the political consequences. They know something's going to happen. Now listen, this is where the show gets really important, okay? Major, major seismic shifts in politics typically happen, sadly, by tragedy. When I say seismic, I mean mass movements. You all tracking with me? Mass amounts of Republicans become Democrats. Whigs become Republicans. The parties disappear. Republicans become Democrats. These things, sadly, typically happen around tragedy. For those of you who are students of history, I think tragically, sadly, and I hope this isn't prescient. I hope it's reversed, but I hope I'm wrong on this. Something bad is going to happen here soon with these lunatics. And I think it could cause a major seismic shift in politics. Think about it. How many people became Democrats after the Great Depression, believing FDR had saved them from poverty, starvation, and death? They believed that falsely. Tons of people. How do I know that? My whole family were FDR Democrats growing up. It's the only fight I ever had with my grandmother. Not a fight, but disagreement, who I love to death still. The Vietnam War transformed a generation of kids, some of them who felt like they were going to go over there to die for a cause the United States wasn't committed to. How'd that impact me? We lost my uncle over there. His name's on the wall, Gregory Ambrose. Changed everything, folks. World War II changed everything as well. The post-World War II baby boom. Stagflation in the 80s under Carter changed everything. A Ronald Reagan landslide, two terms of Reagan, another term of George H.W. The Democrat Party was permanently altered after that. Actually, I shouldn't say that. Permanently stupid. Was altered for a long time, well over a decade. The Cold War, slavery, tragic moments in history that have rechanged the political landscape. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're in those moments right now. There is a piece that has gone viral everywhere. It's been all over cable. It's been all over social media. Geese in the show notes, right? Bongino.com/newsletter. Stop what you're doing. Time out. Not you guys. Wait a minute, stop the stream. No, keep the stream. You need to read it. I'm not your boss. I'm not your dad. Definitely not your preacher. Except Isabel, if you're watching, I am your dad. But if you're not Isabel and Amelia's in school, I'm definitely not your dad. You need to read this piece. It's called The Day the Delusions Died. It's by Konstantin Kissin, who went viral for a speech he gave. We actually played it on the show. Folks, the reason you need to read this piece is because it highlights a book. Joe, remember the book? Conflict of Visions by Thomas Sowell that I've been talking about forever. Ladies and gentlemen, the world is going to change after this, after October 7th, and a terror attack that is practically guaranteed to happen in the United States. This is an amazing piece about what's coming. He starts by saying this. A friend of mine joked she woke up on October 7th as a liberal and went to bed that evening as a 65-year-old conservative. But it wasn't really a joke, and she wasn't the only one. What changed? The best way to answer that question is with the help of Thomas Sowell, one of the most brilliant public intellectuals alive today. Yes, we have been talking about Thomas Sowell for 10 years. Dan, your show's only 8 years old. Folks, my first appearance on Fox News with Neil Cavuto in 2011, I cite Thomas Sowell. You can go watch it. It's still out there floating in the video ecosystem. The man is my intellectual hero. He has a book called Conflict of Visions. It's not an easy read, but it's a necessary one. And he talks about these two different things, what separates us from the left. I'm not going to go into all the fine points, but Kissin quotes the book, which immediately grabbed me. The piece has gone viral. He talks about how the left has this unconstrained vision that all this stuff is fixable, folks. Poverty, crime, inequality, that this stuff's not inevitable. People are fixable. Terrorism and crime, folks, it's just the result of an unjust society. Are you folks in the chat? If this is too much, tell me right now, Dan, move on, because this is some deep shit. And if you understand this, you understand everything. Yes, you want more. No, you don't, because this is important. This is what separates the libbies from us. They think the world is fixable, not manageable. Terrorism, just a result of bad organization and government. If we institute socialism, everything will be okay. Crime, don't you worry about it. We get collectivist smart people at the top, they'll fix it. We only need to say the right things, enact the right policies, spend enough money, and we will suffer no more social ills. This is the foundation of the progressive mindset. And it's bullshit. It's what got people killed in Israel, what's going to get you killed here and get you mugged in the street. Because we are not unconstrained. We are sinners with a lot of capability for good. But we are not unconstrained. Here's the second part of it about how we know better. This is you. Go to the second, the next cut from this. Oh, that this is, folks, we are not fixable. We are only manageable. That weren't there three cuts from this thing? Okay, go to the last one again. Okay. I totally screwed that up. People who see things the way we see it believe that most political problems and social problems, well, it didn't change in a prompt, that's why, will never be managed. They can only be managed. This approach is the bedrock of the conservative worldview. All we can do is keep a lid on the crazy. Do you get what they're saying? And if you don't keep the lid on the crazy, then shit, the crazy's gonna happen, bro. You're not gonna stop crime and rape and murder and killings. You can minimize it by managing it and putting the savage in jail. You can minimize terrorism by killing as many terrorists as possible. You're not going to give them a freaking color by the numbers book and make them better and get them sing kumbaya with some freaking s'mores? Kind of stupid ass are you? This has been a wake-up call. Is it bad enough yet? I don't know. Are people waking up? When I say, is it bad enough yet that people are going to change in mass? I'm not sure. Am I absolutely sure that the change cycle has started and that that train has left the station for the libs? That I'm sure of. There are two. Conflict of Visions is a deeper book about the constrained versus unconstrained vision. That's why it's called Conflict of Visions. Vision of the Anointed is a more readable, digestible book. It gets the kind of the same thing. They're both incredible pieces of work. You will read these books and you will never be confused again. Why do liberals allow open borders? Because they believe it's just a governing problem overseas and these people are entitled to come here for a better life. No, they're not. You're not going to fix the governing problem overseas because people are not unconstrained. Think about any other problem. Western civilization versus the savage. Oh, the savage is just the savage because of poverty. Really? It's incredible. I grew up poor. I know you guys didn't grow up super wealthy either. You ever have the desire to go gouge someone's eyeballs out? Not me. Not me. So weird. No, Joe, never had that. Yeah, me either. Yeah, I didn't have that either. Read that piece, man. It explains everything. Human beings are inherently fallible. And unless you manage the horrors they're capable of, and it's not some awful view of the world, ladies and gentlemen. God gave us a world full of beauty and joy. Kids' baseball games, sunsets, amusement parks with your daughter, movie experiences, the national anthem. teardrops at your kid's wedding. But he didn't give us a perfect world. That's got a name. It's called heaven. That's not here. You can manage the imperfections, or you can try to perfect them and get killed in the process. Your choice. I hope this is a wake-up call. Some more stuff was released yesterday, folks. And CNN just, I mean, you want to talk about showing their asses. I'm going to show you a piece of video that's really hard to digest, even for my low expectations of CNN. Let me take a quick break. Today's show brought to you by Contingency Medical. Let me just say in advance, write the website down, contingencymedical.com/Bongino, because every time I read this, I get a ton of emails from people. We appreciate it, and it makes it easy if you write it down. I can't stress enough the importance of being well-prepared, especially now. I know you get it now. Imagine needing life-saving medications if China attacks Taiwan and supply chains go down, you can't get antibiotics. Imagine that. Contingency Medical ensures you have medicines when the unexpected happens with three different emergency antibiotic packs, each one prescribed by licensed physicians and dispensed by certified pharmacies. These packs are a must for anyone who travels, spend times outdoors, spend time, or simply wants the convenience and security of having a supply of antibiotics at their home. Folks, I have the packs. I have all of them. I love having them. I love the security of having them. I ain't getting caught in a pickle when it goes down. Each Contingency Medical pack provides access to the prescribing physician for advisement on safe and effective use of the medicine, along with an antibiotic guide. Their pack treats symptoms like nausea, motion sickness, gastrointestinal stuff. It covers treatment for 10-plus common infections, respiratory, ear infections, strep, and more. Get prepared today. Here's the website again. Write it down. ContingencyMedical.com/Bongino. Or enter promo code Bongino, B-O-N-G-I-N-O, for 20% off your pack. That's $20 off your pack. That's $20 off any pack. $20 off any pack at contingencymedical.com/Bongino or use promo code Bongino. Contingency Medical and its products are not intended to substitute for professional medical treatment or advice. Consult with your healthcare provider. Thank you, Contingency Medical. Always get tremendous feedback on that. Get prepared. So, folks, something happened yesterday. Again, I've been trying to temper the coverage of the horror of what happened overseas with the Savage because it's a lot to take in. It's been very emotional. It's been a very emotionally draining couple weeks for me. I'm honored you all have lived through it with me. I so, you know, deeply appreciate every single thing that you've done for me, kept me sane. Can I tell you a quick point of personal privilege? Would you mind if this stuff bothers you? Again, I read the chat. Just tell me, shut up and go on. Just fast. Someone I work with, but a high up person in one of these companies I work with, not some small potato person, reached out to me yesterday. And I because it was a C-suite type person, I assumed this was some really important business call. So I put a line in my schedule because yesterday was a busy day. And a person reached out and said, you know, I just want to see how you're doing. I got to tell you, I'm surprised. It's the equivalent of like President Trump reaching out, just like, hey, man, how are you? You want to get a cup of coffee or something? It was that weird. But it meant a lot to me because this person I work with who runs this major company, I think sees what we're all seeing, that this story is really emotionally draining. And to talk about this every day, I know it's hard. I know it's hard. But I deeply appreciate that you all hang in there and you don't duck it. You're taking this head on knowing the country's got a serious problem ahead of itself and we're going to fix it. So thank you. Red State's Joe Cunningham covered it. So a lot of these terrorist sympathizers out there, they want to make up a story every time to minimize what happened with the eyeball gouging, the kid killing, the woman raping, and the hostage taking. So the Israelis, unfortunately, they didn't want to do this because they've never done this in the past. That's a fact. They decided, all right, we're going to have to show you what the Hamas people filmed with their own GoPro cameras and put on the internet. Journalists react to the raw video of Hamas attack in Israel, described as indescribable. He was one guy in the room, and if this is too much, I understand. But folks, we can't run from this. I just saw indescribable raw footage provided by Israeli authorities. Here are some of the notes I took. A Hamas terrorist screaming, Allahu Akbar, as he frantically tries to behead a dead man with a shovel. The next one, they don't get any better, folks. A father and two sons, he's guessing about 7 and 9, running for their lives in their underwear into what happens to be a bomb shelter with an open entrance. A Hamas terrorist throws a hand grenade into the shelter, killing the father and badly injuring the two sons, who run back into the house. The two sons are screaming for their dad, saying they're going to die. A Hamas terrorist casually and calmly takes a bottle of water from the family's fridge and drinks it as the two boys weep. I'll read one more. There's a lot of these. I'm not going to read them all. It's, again, it's just the life gets sucked out of you. It's their video, by the way, folks. Hamas terrorists enter a house where a small girl is seen hiding under the table. After some talking back and forth, they shoot and kill her as she hides under the table. Hard to say how old she is, but she looks about 7 to 9. When you understand Thomas Sowell's book about the unconstrained versus the constrained vision, and how all you will never fix these people, ladies and gentlemen, all you can do is kill them, destroy them, and somehow manage the problem, it is going to be a wake-up call for a whole lot of people who woke up on October 8th, different people. Wait till it happens here. Wait till it happens here. There are some people, however, who are just too effing stupid to wake up. I saw this morning. I try not to send my guys production content within like an hour of the show because there's a lot going on and they're doing stuff. I had to squeeze this in today. This just popped across my screen. This is CNN covering the hostages and the release of the hostages that were taken by these Hamas animals that shot point blank young girls, boys, grandmas, gouged eyeballs out. This is their own video, by the way. Beheading people with shovels. Shovel. Here's CNN describing how, don't worry, like they take care of the hostages and stuff, like water, you know, water and stuff. Take a listen.
You know, also, Poppy, some things stand out in their the mundane necessity, right? You're talking about tunnels. We know these tunnels have ventilation. We know that they've been known to have air conditioning. They've got, this has all been reporting that we've heard from the Israelis over the years. But the fact that she's saying she was held underground for more than 2 weeks, that there was shampoo, there was antibiotics, there was a guard per hostage in the experience she had, that there were medics and paramedics, and obviously she is elderly. The other woman who was released also elderly and had medical needs, and that they had the medicine needed, and if not, something similar to replace it. It is pretty stunning because you've got to contrast that with what's happening above the ground, right, where there isn't water, never mind shampoo. Okay, they don't have water. They're using toilet water. There is no morphine for any kind of amputations. Antibiotics, no, right? But Hamas had stockpiled all of that and has all of that underground, and that's what we're learning from her.
Yeah, and to that point, Aaron, and I want to play the sound from her on this because it gets at just how prepared they were for taking hostages.
You can't un-F some people's minds, folks. Why you would even air that? It's just unfathomable. Oh, they have shampoo. Really? Oh, they have shampoo? And you know what? They have antibiotics. Why would they need antibiotics? Oh, because their legs were nearly blown off by a grenade, so they only have a little shred hanging left. Oh, they have morphine, too. Why would they need that? Well, we shot them in the pelvis, and they've been bleeding out for a week. Oh, okay. Oh, as long as they got shampoo. Is it Prel? Like, does it have the conditioner built in? Is it the Pantene? What about if they have Frizz? Is there like Frizzy's treatment too in the tunnels? He said it right. Sounds like a vacation spot. Shampoo. Room service. Yeah, call it right in. And they're like, and they get water. Water, like, oh wow, water. That's so nice. And what's it? It's really, yeah. Don't steal the soap, right? These are our towels. Hamas, don't steal these. This actually aired on CNN. Don't worry though, folks. He's got a handle on all of it. Biden was asked about a ceasefire yesterday, which he appeared to be for, then against, and for and against in the same. I don't even know. Listen, I'm trying to really. Can I give the Biden teams up? Just shut the up. Just shut up. Just please stop talking. Just please stop talking. Whenever Biden opens his mouth, the world, they pour more gasoline on the global fire. Just please stop talking. I'll show you what I mean coming up next. Let me take a quick break at that. And Karine Jean-Pierre, finally, guys, with a bold statement on anti-Semitism. Standing up, Karine Jean-Pierre, principal, doing the right thing for once. You believe that? You're great. Hey, for 10 years, Patriot Mobile's been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. When I say only, I mean the only one. Glenn and the team love you guys. You've been piling on over to Patriot Mobile, getting rid of Big Mobile. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks. It means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, and our military veteran and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team, they make switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Their team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Dan or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use the offer code Dan. Join me and make the switch today. PatriotMobile.com/Dan. That's PatriotMobile.com/Dan or call 972-PATRIOT. Join up today. Our last sponsor, the U.S. Concealed Carry Association. Listen, times are serious. There's been an increase in crime, mass shootings. Streets and neighborhoods are less safe. Violent crime is up across the nation. On top of that, I'm sure you've seen stories of the good guy using his gun to protect his family finds himself in handcuffs and in jail. It's not good enough to be prepared with your weapon alone. You have to be prepared to defend your family. Most people aren't. You got to be prepared for the mental, physical, and the legal ramifications of self-defense. Don't ignore that. That's why I've been a member of the U.S. Concealed Carry Association for years, because owning a gun just isn't enough anymore. Join the USCCA and get instant access to life-saving education, training, and the legal preparation you need as a gun owner. Plus, new members, you get a free Pelican gun vault just for joining today. Check it out. Joining as a Platinum or Elite level member gets you a second bonus 100% free. You'll be getting life-saving education, training, legal prep, the Pelican gun vault, and a USCCA survival kit. Claim yours today by visiting uscca.com/Bongino and get signed up. You scroll that down. That's uscca.com/Bongino. uscca.com/Bongino. Why did that disappear on me? That's it, yeah. uscca.com/Bongino. Sorry, the system's like bugging out on us right now a little bit. uscca.com/Bongino. Join today. Get that life-saving education you need and the legal part too. Don't forget that. Folks, back to the show. So Biden, the guy needs to just stop talking. Every time he says something, he causes an international incident. Listen, yesterday my radio show, I don't know if you caught it or not, but it was a really important segment I did. There's these two theories I have about foreign policy. I say it obviously sarcastically, but I don't mean it sarcastically. I call it the Vinny theory versus the Brock Lesnar theory. The Vinny theory is based on this kid Vinny I knew growing up. Small kid, could not fight at all, but the kid was a honey badger. The honey badger in nature fights anything. The honey badger starts shit all the time. You ever see the honey badger? It's a real animal. It starts shit all the time, and nobody messes with the tiny honey badger because you just, it'll like cut your, grab your nads, if you know what I mean. It'll like, you know, so nobody messes with the honey badger. That was this guy, Vinny. This kid, Vinny, was one of the toughest guys you've ever seen, but he never won a fight. That's how foreign policy, that's the crazy man theory, right? No one wanted to mess with Donald Trump because he was like Vinny. He may not have been like a UFC fighter, Donald Trump, but he would tweet out some crazy thing at night and you knew he was always down for a fight, as Soleimani found out in the Russian mercs on the Syrian battlefield the hard way. Or you can have the Reagan type approach, the Brock Lesnar approach, where you're the biggest, baddest MF-er in town, right? And nobody messes with you ever because you're going to get killed if you even try to like slap Brock Lesnar across the face. The problem with Joe Biden is he's neither. Vinny was unpredictable. And Lesnar is strong. Now, you can be predictable and strong. You can be unpredictable and strong. You can be predictably weak and you'll be conquered. Or you can be unpredictable and weak and maybe stave off being conquered because people are afraid of what you're going to do because they think you're crazy. Biden is predictable and weak. And that's why we're in danger. Because he opened his mouth about Ukraine and look what happened. Russia invaded. Remember that line? Well, if they invade Ukraine only a little bit, ladies and gentlemen, I'm convinced that played into Putin's psyche to go and cross the border. We don't have to go start shit around the world. We don't have to be the world's policeman, but we certainly have to act like we're serious if you're going to toy with us. Not Biden. Here he is yesterday on a ceasefire, which, by the way, is nothing more than Hamas propaganda. A ceasefire against, this is against Israel. We're not involved. It's not our boots on the ground. They got to go and clean up this mess because this problem is only manageable. You either kill these people or they're going to kill you, period. Let Israel do what it wants to do so they don't come kill us next. I don't understand what's even hard about this. It doesn't involve our guys. Maybe some intelligence sharing, maybe some money, maybe some Five Eyes stuff we do, maybe some pushing of Egypt and stuff. Our guys are not over, are not doing the work. There are some guys over there in hostage rescue, but our guys aren't, which is, those are our people. Let them do what they need to do. A ceasefire. No one should be talking about a ceasefire. It's Hamas propaganda. Here's Biden, who can't seem to make up his mind, changes his answer twice in the same answer. Check this out.
Is the U.S. supporting the hostages for a ceasefire deal?
We should have a ceasefire. It's not a ceasefire. We should have no hostages released.
Any progress on that?
Folks, the guy gives three different answers in the span of 10 seconds. He is obviously has his neural complex infected with oats from oatmeal. Stop freaking talking. Just shut up. Stop talking. Please, in the White House, if you're listening to me, I'm begging you. Please, God, stop talking. Don't use the Lord's name in vain. I am not. Please, God, stop this guy from talking. He's going to incite World War III. He is a freaking imbecile. Yeah, ceasefire. No, not a ceasefire. Let's talk about the hostages and then what? A ceasefire? What are you even saying? He doesn't know what he's saying. If you're not going to answer a prepared question at a microphone like a president because you don't have the freaking cognitive capabilities to think on your feet and you're going to create deadly world policy, walk in shuffling off stage with your stupid ass Biden shuffle, then just shut the up. Just shut up. Just shut up. This guy on the pipeline, on Ukraine, on Russia, on China. Remember China? I forgot about this, guys. Yes, we're going to defend Taiwan. Immediately, they've got to clean it up. Our one China policy has not changed. Shut up. Please, shut up. You are going to cause a freaking global nuclear thermonuclear meltdown. Shut up. Buffoon in the White House. Here's this bigger moron. Anyone changing their vote, by the way? The single worst press secretary in the history of sentient beings. She's asked a question yesterday on anti-Semitism flowering all over the United States right now. Again, it's the weirdest thing. The only form of discrimination the liberals seem to love is anti-Asian and anti-Jew. If you're an Asian trying to get into college, they'll give you the double-barreled middle finger. And if you're Jewish, oh my God, it's open season on you. Everything's open season there. Keep them out of college, behead them with shovels, kill the Jews, and liberals are like, yeah, this is crazy. So she's asked the question like, hey, you think this is a problem? Like, hundreds of thousands of young kids out there screaming from the river to the sea, which is basically Jewish genocide. That's what it is. And Karine Jean-Pierre, great answer. Really, really strong response here. Check this out.
Level of concern right now about the potential rise of anti-Semitism in light of everything that's going on in Israel.
So a couple of things. We have not seen any credible threats. I know there's been always questions about credible threats. Just want to make sure that that's out there. But look, Muslim and those perceived to be Muslim have endured a disproportionate number of hate-fueled attacks. And certainly President Biden understands that many of our Muslim Arab Americans and Palestinian American loved ones and neighbors are worried about the hate being directed at their communities. And that is something you heard the president speak to in his address.
Yeah, thank you. There has never been a worse press secretary in the history of the United States than this absolute moron. Folks, listen to me. A lot of times I tell you the left, don't mistake them for being dumb. They're very tactical, evil, but not dumb. I'm telling you, this woman is just dumb. She is an idiot. She had to clean that up instantly because she's a moron. We have a White House run by fucking idiots. Idiots who are going to walk us into another world war if they don't shut the up. Just shut up. Not only is it populated by idiots, morons, and absolute imbeciles, here's Ted Cruz on Fox about another problem, how the administration's been infiltrated by Iranian sympathizers. You know, the Death to America crowd? I don't know about you guys, but that sounds like kind of a problem because, as I mentioned in the beginning of the show, we got this whole Hamas, Hezbollah, apparently trying to sneak their people in through the southern border problem, and the Iranians would love nothing more than a dirty bomb in a big American city. And they're probably getting intelligence from the inside because the administration's infected with stupid people and terrorist sympathizers. Take a look.
We now know also that, among other things, three of Rob Malley's top advisors, his inner circle, that he relied on, were Iranian operatives. They were recruited by the government of Iran. They were directed by the Iranian foreign minister. They reported to the Iranian foreign minister.
Did you guys, folks, I didn't see that upright. I'm really sorry. I don't think you understand how like deeply impactful to me that just what he just said is. It's not just the Rob Malley cat that Biden was using as an Iranian negotiator inside his regime there that apparently is being looked at for Iranian sympathies or whatever it may be. Apparently he had three of his Confederates there doing the same thing. You're telling me our government's Iran policy is being run by terrorist sympathizers and you think we're safe? Did you hear what he just said? That clip was so important. I couldn't find the actual video, but I found an article. I sent it to the team. I was like, you guys find me this video stat. Our government has been entirely corrupted, ladies and gentlemen. And why they waste their time in the police state going after pro-lifers, parents at school boards, Trump supporters, while they're targeting us, the IRS targeting Tea Party groups, everything we address in the police state movie, while the FBI's wasting their time on that, we have terror sympathizers in the United States government right now. And then we have others worrying about terrorists crossing the southern border while the administration does zero about it. At least the oatmeal god in the White House, who can't shut his mouth for anything, has finally figured out his way to navigate around a stage, thankfully. Now, what did I tell you about this? Why does this bother me? Because in my last line of work, we would all get a rundown. President walks on stage. President makes remarks. President shakes hands. President works rope line left to right. The president is briefed on this. The guy can never figure out his way around a stage ever, and shockingly, did it again. Look at this.
Good afternoon, folks. I'm not introducing me. Mark is. I forgot, Mark. I went late. I went straight to the podium. I apologize.
No problem.
He can't even figure. He was just told backstage. I've been there. He was just told backstage, walk out with this guy, Mark or Marcus, whatever his name is. He's going to introduce you. He can't even remember that. This idiot is in charge as we are on the verge of something really bad happening. That Chinese defense minister thing is going down again too. Folks, the Iranian military concerns me, but it doesn't concern me nearly as much as a concerted Russia-China effort to rope us into another global conflict. We are in real trouble right now. And in case you think like any of this police state stuff is in any way died down, you are absolutely wrong. They are targeting you. They are targeting you right now. Do you find it a little bit odd that the Biden administration in the Missouri v. Biden case is currently in court? I'll get to this in a second. Currently in court fighting to censor you on social media for COVID, vaccine stuff, election stuff. They are still fighting to censor you. Because why? Because they're freaking tyrants who hate the First Amendment. Except, you guys see where I'm going with this? Except if you're all about killing the Jews, right, Key? You're about killing the Jews. First Amendment, baby. It's all about the First Amendment. From the river to the sea. You go, if you go out there and say, let's beat the shit out of some Jews or kill some Jews, they love you. They'll sue for you. So just to be clear, tell someone, I don't think that mask is going to really stop COVID. Ban that, mother. Get that guy off social media. Go on social media and say you want to kill the Jews, river to sea, whatever, exterminate the Jews. Don't worry. Karine Jean-Pierre had a comment on that. It's all First Amendment, so don't you worry about it. Check this out.
Does the president view anti-Israel protests and sentiment on college campuses as anti-Semitism?
So look, I'm not going to get into what's happening across the country and at different universities. I'm not going to get into the specifics. As the admiral said, the First Amendment right? That's what something, peaceful protest is really part of our democracy, being able for folks to be able to express their feelings. I'm not going to get into any specifics on that. The president has been very clear in wanting to make sure that Jewish Americans, wanting to make sure that Arab Americans, Muslims are protected here. That is what he believes in, that they have the right to live their lives and to feel protection and to feel like they're able to be part of a community.
So just to be clear, she has no comment on kill the Jews stuff. But they're really pissed off about Facebook COVID stuff. Now, let me clear some up for you on a serious note, because I saw this. Some people don't like it when I respond to stuff on Twitter, but I feel like it's important. This show is interactive. I'm not above anything. I'm not like some superhero guy. I have no special powers. I'm a guy who produces some content I'm really passionate about. The fact that now 90,000 people are digging it 47 minutes in, I love being with y'all, but I'm only human. And some stuff does get to me. And I saw a couple people on Twitter yesterday posting something like, man, a bunch of people changed their mind on the First Amendment after it involved Israel. And one guy wrote, yeah, Bongino. I'm like, Key, can anyone in the chat, like, have I changed my, has anyone ever told me I now support censorship? Have I ever said that on the show? In the chat, can you cite the episode? I'm dead serious. Cite the episode, because I'm going to have to look that up and correct it if it happens. And the reason I know it's not going to happen is because it never happened. Here's the difference between me and Karine Jean-Pierre and the Biden administration and liberal tyrants. You want to go out there, as long as you're not breaking the law, you actually can't threaten to kill someone, no matter who it is. Muslim, Arab, Jewish, Israeli, Christian. It doesn't matter. You can't threaten to kill someone. However, you can go out there and say, F the Jews, F the Muslims, whatever you like, as long as you're not threatening anyone, it's pretty disgusting. You shouldn't say shit like that, but you should say it. And I've only said 1,000 times, I'm a free speech absolutist who's only put my entire financial nest egg in allowing people to speak who've been banned elsewhere. So please cut the bullshit and stop misleading people. I actually do support crazies being able to say stupid shit, because you know what? They expose themselves as crazy, and we can then put it on the show instead of going on the dark web and starting a terror cell and killing us all. That's why. But here's the same White House who, if you're like, hey, screw the Jews, you're A-OK. Here's the same White House. This is unbelievable. Remember this? The White House COVID censorship machine. Here was the White House's digital director, a guy, Rob Flaherty. This is from court proceedings, who on April 9th asked Facebook what actions and changes you're making to ensure that you're not making our country's vaccine hesitancies problem worse. What are you guys doing, in other words, to get those vaccine skeptics off there? He notes you tested in the electoral context. In other words, during election season, you deployed an algorithm shift that promoted quality news and information about the election. Let me translate the Biden White House's Rob Flaherty talking to Facebook. You suppressed conservatives about the election. You did. That was great. He goes, however, you only did this, however, after an election you helped increase skepticism in and an insurrection that was plotted in large part by your platform, Facebook, and then you turned it off. Here's the White House. I want assurances based in data that you're not doing the same thing again. The Facebook executive's response, understood. So again, folks, just to be clear, Karine Jean-Pierre and the disgusting filth bag garbage oatmeal god in the White House. You say F the Jews, kill the Jews, wipe the Jews out. We're not going to get involved in that. Don't matter. We're not going to get involved in that. It's okay. First Amendment stuff. But then when it comes to you about the vaccine, the elections, the insurrection, they're demanding Facebook turn stuff off and they, quote, want assurances. Bullshit. These people are frauds. I will say again for the thousandth time, I am an absolutely free speech advocate and absolutist on that matter. There is no tyranny in human history that succeeded without suppressing speech. I'm going to be no part of it, even if you're an asshole or a moron. The White House, however, are absolute frauds, total fakes and phonies who have screwed over American citizens on their First Amendment right 1,000 times over. And I'm tired of the bullshit. Folks, you ever wonder yourself too, like, how is it that these Democrats believe so much that isn't true? How is it? How is it that Democrats actually believe that they're the coexist party, the tolerance party, that the Hamas terrorists are wonderful because they provide Prel shampoo, maybe with conditioner built in? How is it that a-hole Democrats believe this stuff? The answer is pretty simple. They believe the slimeball sleazebag media. This is in the show notes today, another great article, Bongino.com/newsletter. American trust in news media falls to new lows. Not for Democrats, though. 70% of Democrats, i.e. the moron class, believe that the media is a trusted source. Can you imagine this? Only 14% of Republicans, those are the smart people, and 27% of independents actually believe that. Can you imagine even being told that the PP hoax was real? Imagine being told that the impeachment hoax was real. Imagine being told that the insurrection was the worst thing since the Civil War. Imagine being told that the Israelis bombed the hospital in Gaza, despite video evidence otherwise. And you still believe it. Now do you see why your Democrat friends are all morons? Because 7 out of 10 of them, 700 out of 1,000 in a room, actually believe the moron media tells them the truth. The COVID mortality polls. When they asked Democrats, what's the COVID mortality rate? It was like 120%. With 100 cases of COVID, 120 people die. It was so ridiculous because they believe shit that isn't real. Because they believe the media that isn't real. Here's Rachel Maddow quick on The View yesterday. They actually believe this stuff. That Trump's getting ready to put them all in prison and like execute them if he comes back into office. This actually happened. Check this out.
To put MSNBC on trial for treason so that he can execute us.
Can we get another encore? It's snoring.
To put MSNBC on trial for treason so that he can execute us.
You wonder why Democrats are morons. What's the other one Gibby used to do? How many unarmed black men are killed by police? They're like 47 million a year. It was like 11. And most of those cases were adjudicated. This is why they believe dumb shit. A couple thousand, 20,000, 30,000. It's an epidemic. 10,000 were killed by police in New York City alone. Sir, there were only this many police shootings. Is that even possible? This is why Democrats believe dumb shit. They believe the New York Times, too. Israelis bombed a hospital, killed 500 people. They didn't bomb a hospital. It was a parking lot. It wasn't 500 people. And the key point, it wasn't the Israelis. It was actually the Palestinians. It was Hamas's own or the Islamic Jihad. It was their own freaking rocket. So, of course, you believe the New York Times that had to correct itself embarrassingly. Editor's note, Gaza hospital coverage. Ooh, we made a boo-boo. Get a load of this. Geez, what's the funniest part to you in this? Folks in the chat, you reading this? What's the best part of this whole thing? We relied too heavily. I know it's all bad. It's hard. I know it's tough. Read through that. Tell me. My personal favorite about this New York Times correction is we relied too heavily on claims by Hamas. Oh! They were left with an incorrect impression. What do you mean by saying the Israelis bombed the hospital with no evidence it actually happened? Yeah, I'd call that an incorrect impression. They blame it really like, right, like you idiots. This is like this is almost like one of those, like, when you break up with a girl and you don't want anything to do with her, but you don't want her to feel bad about yourself. So you're like, it's not you, it's me. No, it's me. I broke up with you. This is the New York Times saying that. It's like in reverse. We left the readers with an incorrect impression. Like, you dipshits, we told you the Israelis bombed the hospital and you believed us. We relied heavily on claims by Hamas. You mean the shovel beheading guys or the shooters of seven-year-old girls? Of course they're going to be a source of reliable information, you know that. Yeah. Just sorry we left you guys with the wrong impression. But don't worry, the Associated Press is here to save the day when it comes to truth and honesty. Again, why are Democrats so freaking stupid? Because the Associated Press won't let reporters call Hamas a terrorist organization. No, it's definitely a humanitarian group. You know, like the Salvation Army or something. You know, when they're not beheading people with shovels and throwing grenades into bomb shelters and shooting little kids in their underwear and stuff and girls and stuff like that. But don't worry, folks. The left-wingers and the lib lunatics like Amy Klobuchar, Democrat United States Senator, they got it all right. Do they want to censor the New York Times for being wrong? Nah. They don't want to censor the New York Times. Turns out Amy Klobuchar wants to censor Rumble and Substack. Yeah, Rumble and Substack. That's a story of must read Alaska. The New York Times? Nah, they don't want to censor them. Any misinformation the New York Times puts out is A-OK. Even if it leads to violence, that's fine. Let me show you one last thing. It's kind of funny. This U.S. Representative Mike Collins, Georgia's 10th District, he threw his name in the speaker's race. Look at his platform. A chicken in every pot, no secret side deals, and no more having to listen to Frank Luntz at retreats. No omnibuses, minibuses, or short buses. I don't know this guy, but I like him already. He may get my vote for speaker if I was just for this alone. No more having to listen to Frank Luntz. This is exactly, I did not make this up. You can see it on the screen. Watch it on Rumble. He actually gave this out. Carmine's for dinner. I get it. It's a funny. I'm sorry, folks. We got to laugh a little bit. And if you can't make a joke out of these idiots, I don't know what else to do with these morons up on Capitol Hill. Hey, thanks so much for tuning in. Please go see Police State. PoliceStateFilm.net. There's another showing tomorrow exclusively in theaters. The virtual showing. You can see it online. It's October 27th. It's Friday. You can only see, is that Friday? PoliceStateFilm.net is the only place you can buy tickets. PoliceStateFilm.net. I promise you, there will not be a dry eye in the house. And stand up and sing the national anthem at the end. Thanks for tuning in. Rumble.com/Bongino. Give us a follow. Spread the word to your friends. Join us for the chat. Set up an account. It's free every day at 11 a.m. Eastern. Rumble.com/Bongino. I'll see you back here tomorrow.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.